In Wisconsin, the waiting list for Green Bay Packers tickets has been more than 30 years long. Season tickets have been sold out since 1960. Now, you may have seen the fans on TV wearing those giant foam blocks resembling Wisconsin cheese, hence the nickname Cheeseheads. Why the devotion? Well, one reason may be that the Green Bay, Wisconsin, well, it's the smallest city in America with a pro sports team. But what happens when Cheeseheads are in the biggest city in America, far away from their beloved Packers? There is an oasis for Packer pride. The BPP's own Dan Pashman and Wynn Rosenfeld spent some time recently at a major gathering watering spot for Packer backers, the Kettle of Fish Bar in Greenwich Village. Dan and Wynn are in the studio because you didn't just go to have some beers and talk to some Packers fans. You actually went on a journalistic mission with your video cameras.
That's right. It qualified as work.
Excellent. So, is the
the IRS is asking,
right?
The Kettle of Fish, or as we used to call it, the Fettle of Kish, when people would come flying out of it. Is it always been a Packer bar, Dan?
It is not. The bar actually dates to about 1950. It has a long Greenwich Village history, and they cite Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg. Bob Dylan used to hang out there back in the day. It's moved to a couple different locations, but the current owner, this guy Patrick, he started attending bar there in 1983. In 1998, he bought the bar, and he is a Wisconsin transplant. And when he bought the bar in 1998, he moved it around the corner and made it a Green Bay Packers bar. And so Patrick really is the guy who made it what it is today.
So, Vin, when you're a video producer, how rich was this an environment for somebody with a video camera?
It was incredible. I mean, being surrounded by that type of rabid fandom, you know, was so visually exciting because of the green and the yellow and the red faces from the cold and the beer and the screaming. It was quite a sight to see.
Who's Tad?
Tad is actually, most listeners or many listeners may know him as the lead guitarist for the band The Hold Steady. Woo. But he's originally from Janesville, Wisconsin.
Oh.
And, we ran into him there. We actually did Bryant Park Project. We did a piece in The Hold Steady over the summer. So we knew him. We went up and talked to him. He was there hanging out. But, you know, and he sort of told us this story about why he loves this bar that really kind of typifies the atmosphere, the sort of communal atmosphere at the Kettle of Fish. And let's listen to Tad Kubler from The Hold Steady.
I walked in here, and I ordered a drink, and it was, you know, it's cold, and I wiped my glasses down. I feel this kind of tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and it's this guy, Dan Ingebretson, who I've known since I was like 12, who I grew up with, and apparently he lives out here now, and he works for Condé Nast. And we're sitting there talking, and then this friend of ours from high school, like, literally, we had a couple of drinks, we're watching the game, and this kid walks past us, and I'm like, Dan, I think that's Kyle McCluskey.
So it's basically a place where rock stars hang out, you're saying?
In a sense, yes. Rock stars who like to watch football, which is a certain type of rock star, I guess.
People, with Ingebretson and McCluskey.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They wake up early. They line up outside of this bar.
Oh, yeah. Most games start at 1. The doors open at noon. People start lining up there at about 9 a.m. and stand outside. People were bringing lawn chairs and hanging out on the sidewalk for hours reading the New York Times, waiting to get in to get one of the few seats. It's a small place.
And it's kind of surreal, too, because it's right next to the Stonewall Club. They're, like, literally right next to each other. There's just sort of a famous gay bar.
Yeah.
And, I mean, right next to each other, so this big line that snakes past Stonewall and right into this Cheesehead bar.
It was quite a diverse group. You had school teachers. You had this guy from the rock band. A professor from Rutgers.
That's right. Bonnie Wasserman, she was quite a character. She is a Portuguese professor from Rutgers. She doesn't exactly sound like one after when we get into the fourth quarter of a game, but let's hear a clip from her.
My name is Bonnie Wasserman. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I came here to be with other Packers and support my team. It's really hard to be away from Wisconsin and my family. As long as I get my good fair share of Wisconsin interaction and Packer support, I'm all right. So I came here to the bar to get a little bit of a sense of, you know, Packer camaraderie, because they're so far away. They're actually 732 miles exactly if you fly Midwest Express. And they make chocolate chip cookies in the air.
Oh, Bonnie, she loves the Packers.
That's right. That clip quickly does just sort of illustrate, you know, this is more about watching football, more than just about watching football. These people are really kind of reconnecting with their people from their hometowns, and so there's a warm and fuzzy angle to it as well.
Well, you can see the warm, fuzzy video. It won't be fuzzy video. I mean, it'll be warm and fuzzy and a video on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Dan and Wynn, good work, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All a day's work.
across the USA. Tell them what. I love my Green Bay Packers. Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining us this hour. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from Lambeau Field. I mean NPR News.